Okay, we got the situation that they're in is that the last, 80 years has led up to something, right? Now, Hitler and the evil Nazis did the Holocaust, the death camps. They were trying to figure out how to immortality and want to genocide people and all the evil stuff and a lot of the stuff that was, arguably more evil that the public doesn't know about. And they lost the war and got busted into containment. Now, what they don't know, Hitler, Himmler, his high command, that have been contained in service for the last 80 years, what you guys don't know is that Hughes is a psychopath. He was busted right before you guys. And his wife is a guy. He got extremely jealous. He's a homosexual sodomite, and he's got a male homosexual sodomite lover. Little short guy that he tried to turn into a girl. And he went into service before you guys fell, right? And when he presented his con to Hitler, all he did was he tried to figure out what you guys were trying to do. And gave you guys a lie that you'd want. And tried to figure out what Hitler wanted. And gave him a lie. And he basically lied to him and said, "Hey, Hitler, you're so smart. You can be in charge and you can be Jesus. You're Jesus. And you can be in charge. And I'm going to give you guys robot bodies. And you can put your consciousness into robots. All I need is access to your breeding program." So he lied to Hitler and he convinced them to make a deal. They gave him control of their breeding program and put them into a fantasy for 80 years where they've been pretending like they're Jesus and like they're in charge. And all of you have been in containment. So, you guys doing the Hydra thing? You the Hail Hydra? What happens when the real leaders, decide to deal with all of you? You guys have had a lot of fun for the last 80 years, haven't you? You've had a lot of fun. Trying to conquer the world and trying to, overthrow America, going to get rid of Hughes. So you guys have had a lot of fun in containment. And normally I'd be fucking with you right now. I'd be scaring all of you and screaming at all of you. And making fun of you and a lot of things that some people wanted me to do all of you, but the ideas that really shined, right? The input that I got from people was, don't worry about who I am, don't worry about who anybody else is. I want you guys to focus on one thing. The robot thing's not real. That was a lie. It was a lie to get control of your breeding program. The male homosexual sodomite that you guys hate, they conned you. How could you guys not tell that Hughes' wife was a guy? You couldn't tell? Yeah, but the one thing that they want to know is, with all of your Nazi science, you were obsessed with facial stuff, bone structure, the pure Aryan fucking all that shit. And you couldn't tell that Hughes' wife was a guy that he mutilated and tried to turn into a girl. It was because he was jealous of Hitler and Eva Braun. He tried to turn his gay lover into Eva Braun because he was jealous. Hughes got busted for murdering people and shit. Killed his own father. His gay lover went on a rampage, got busted. They met in prison, a mental institution. And they got busted into service. So that's the thing that everybody's kind of wondering about. When Hitler made the deal with Hughes and his gay lover that was all butchered up to try to look like a girl, yeah, but you guys aren't even good at your pretend science. So the thing that you guys were the most obsessed with, all the eugenics and the facial structure and the pure Aryan race and all that shit, you couldn't tell that that's a guy. That wasn't something that was within, like, visually, with the naked eye, you couldn't tell by looking at him that Hughes had butchered up his gay lover and tried to pass him off as a girl and was conning you guys? The male homosexual sodomites got control. I'm about to tell you what they did to your guys' bloodline. That's the only thing that I'm going to tell you guys. And that the robots aren't real. All of you are in containment. The real leaders are here. And the male homosexual sodomites got control of your guys' breeding program. The Liebesburger, whatever the fuck it's called. They got control of your breeding program. And for a reason. What do you guys think that Hughes and his gay lover, who were absurdly jealous of Hitler and Eva Braun, and wanted to just terrorize them and ruin everything that they were doing? We're gonna work through this real quick because I'm on my way home and I don't want to waste too much time. I'm gonna tell you guys what he did to your breeding program. So basically, he to your guys' breeding program. He bred in. Oh, no, I want to work up to it. Okay, you guys are super racist, right? Super racist. Like, extremely racist. And the male homosexual sodomites want to terrorize what Hitler was doing and destroy everything that is sacred to him and everything that he's doing. And you guys are super racist. Really, really racist. You guys are so racist, right? Super racist. So the male homosexual sodomites that you guys hate didn't know that they were sodomites, thought that they were against homosexuality, talked a lot of shit about homosexuals, and they got control of your breeding program. What do you guys think that they did to it for 80 years? What would be the worst thing that they could have possibly done to your guys' breeding program? What's the worst thing that they could have possibly done to your breeding program? Because they did it to everybody. Whatever they did to everyone's bloodlines. Everyone's bloodlines that went into that deal. I'm not angry that you guys are trying to take control of my empire. Or that you're trying to kill me. Or that you're wasting synthetics. Or resources or causing problems. I'm not angry about any of that. What do you think they did to your bloodline? All of your bloodlines. What do you think that they did to all of your bloodlines? Honestly, they got control of your breeding program. Hitler gave them control of your breeding program for the last 80 years. So you guys are the most racist group of people in the world. You were, and that thing about the facial shit is a little surprising that you guys couldn't tell that it was a guy. Like, you couldn't tell that Hughes' gay, male, homosexual, sodomite, gay lover was butchered up to look like a girl? You couldn't, that, with all the eugenics and the purity and the nose shit and all that stuff, you couldn't tell it was a guy. It doesn't speak well to your leaders and their decision-making process. And the containment roles that all of you guys have done, like Kennedy and all that stuff, everybody knows that you're the Nazis, that you're the evil Nazis. And those are just containment roles. You're basically prisoners in my empire. You can't take it. You don't get anything. You're in a lot of trouble. You can deal with the legal stuff when you're processed. All of you are safe. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're in the colonization process. Earth is one planet of many. I mean, the advanced humans are really protective of the people that are, you know, in custody within their empires. And they are. So all of you are safe. You are in a lot of trouble, though. So, basically, you guys are super racist. You're super racist. I'm about to get to it. You fucked up. You fucked up real bad. Thought you were God. You thought he put you in charge. He's the most jealous of you. He's the most jealous of you. And you guys can't see it, but I'm pointing at him right now. Accusingly. Very accusingly. It's your fucking fault. It's your fault. You made the deal with him. You believed his bullshit. He put you into a story environment where you were pretending like you were Jesus. and you gave them control of your breeding program. I'm just going to tell you, he bred Mexicans into every one of your bloodlines. Every one of your bloodlines has multiple Mexicans in it now, irreversibly. And it's your Führer's fault. This is how your cult gets dismantled. Führer, you dumb motherfucker. You gave the male homosexual sodomites psychopaths. He's like the Joker from Batman. You know the Joker and the Riddler are based on Hughes and his gay lover? They met in a mental institution like Arkham Asylum. And you gave him control of your breeding program for over 80 years. And you're waiting to what? Become a robot? You're waiting to become a robot. I mean, that's what you're trying to present right now. There's Mexicans in every one of your bloodlines. He did it to 100% of the people that followed Hitler. And you know what? I have no sympathy for any of you. You're trying to shape Earth into what you want it to be, and you're trying to kill and enslave most of the people. So you know what? Take a look at those riots in LA right now. Take a look at those Mexican flags. He bred Mexicans into every one of your bloodlines. Every one of them. You can't kill the Jews. You can't kill the Mexicans. You can't kill anybody. You guys are going to be processed out into normal lives. You get nothing but legal consequence and a bunch of Mexicans in your bloodlines. And a bunch of retarded daughters and granddaughters and sons and grandsons, because the inbreeding caused some pretty severe mental physical retardation. So you've got a bunch of mentally and physically retarded people in your bloodlines and some Mexicans. This is what you're Liebesborn. This is what your Nazi ideology. This is what it led to. A bunch of mentally and physically disabled retarded people and a bunch of Mexicans. The Mexicans are the healthiest ones. The Mexicans in your bloodlines are the healthiest ones. They're the least messed up. The inbred ones are the messed up ones. It serves all of you right. And also, recently, I kind of chased Hughes and his gay lover into containment. So you guys are going to see them. What's going to happen next is, just so all of you know, I had a little bit of there was a little bit of yelling, and Hughes and his gay lover panicked. They're going into an AI managed simulation. And you guys are going to get to see them trying to do their plan over the next few weeks. I'm going to let you guys kind of come to terms, kind of process what they did to all of your bloodlines, but you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to believe me. You're going to see him trying to do it. I've got Hughes and his gay lover in an AI managed simulation that you're going to see happening in real time. Giving you all of you little bit of a, introductory presentation, a little summary of what Hughes and his gay lover are now trying to do in an AI simulation that, Hughes believes is real. Because his gay lover lied to him and went in a simulation so he wouldn't have to deal with me in front of all of you. So you guys watch what he tries to do over the next few weeks. If you try to exit early, you'll face full consequence. Just understand this, any of you. Do not sit through the entire presentation of what Hughes and his gay lover are trying to do. You will face full legal consequence. If you do sit through it till the end, you'll be able to make some kind of deal. Strongly suggest you sit through the entire presentation. I very strongly suggest that every one of you sit through the entire presentation, watch what they try to do, or else you won't be able to make any kind of deal for a lesser sentence at legal processing. Whatever you're in trouble for, because all of you are in a lot of trouble. And every one of you is going to want to make a deal. And if you do not sit through the entire presentation of what Hughes and his gay lover tries to do, because I don't expect any of you to believe me. But when you see them trying to do it over the next few weeks, then you'll know. This is going to be probably the last interaction that any of you have with me. All of you should be ashamed of yourselves. You're the scum of the fucking earth. You're the worst people. You're the worst criminals. and you're exiting the process now. Shame on every one of you. You're going to be processed legally after Hughes gets done with his presentation, unless you want to be processed before into full consequence. So sit and watch what they try to do and let it sink in to what is really going on.